Let's go back to rewards for a moment. How do you deal with the selfishness component of seeking rewards?
Yeah, now here's the interesting thing. I have not faced that with people nearly as much as other people seem to assume. Like, I have never had somebody come up to me and go, oh, man, I am just so excited about how much I'm gonna have in heaven. I'm gonna have this, I'm gonna have that. I can't wait to see how many cities I have. I'm looking for 20 or 30 cities that I'm gonna rule over. I never have people talk like that. But you would think from the way people look at it, well, yeah, there's just a lot of people with bad motives when it comes to rewards. Well, you can have bad motives when it comes to rewards, of course, in this life and in the life to come. But I do think that all I can say is, don't make it about you. It's about Jesus. He must increase. I must decrease. The beauty of rewards is that what are we told we're going to do with those crowns? Cast them at the feet of Jesus. He gets the ultimate glory and reward and praise for the rewards that he gives us, but he also wants us to enjoy those rewards.